This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, June 26. I'm Audra McCabe. The Colorado Department of Agriculture leads a soil health program that helps farmers and ranchers adopt soil health practices that improve soil function, conserve water, and enhance long-term profitability. The department recently announced that two scientists at the Orchard Mesa Research Center will receive a grant as part of the program. Doctors David Sturrell and Annalisa Sarno received funding to evaluate how soil amendments influence peach orchard establishment, tree performance, soil health, and water use. A new research orchard to conduct this work will be established at the center. The study will assess the effects of different treatments on soil health and nutrient cycling, tree growth and establishment, and plant stress. During the second year of the project, the team will host a field day to share preliminary findings and provide producers with an opportunity to observe the treatments firsthand. A press release states that the overall goal of this study is to document the effects of these treatments in western Colorado orchard systems and provide practical management recommendations to tree fruit growers. The Ouray Mountain Rescue Team is urging caution for outdoor recreationists after a 32-year-old trail runner's body was found near the summit of Mount Sneffels last week. The man was reportedly an experienced outdoorsman and had climbed Mount Sneffels several times, both alone and with others. The incident commander for the Ouray Mountain Rescue Team told the Colorado Sun that hikers should always inform someone not hiking with them of where they plan to park, their intended route, when they expect to be back, and when is a reasonable time to seek help if the hiker hasn't returned. The San Juan Mountains contain rugged, steep terrain with spotty cell phone service, making preparation important. The Colorado Sun reports that hikers should remember the three T's: trip planning, training, and taking the essentials. Trip planning means checking the weather, downloading a map to your phone or bringing a paper map, and leaving your plan with a responsible person. Training means making sure you have the physical conditioning, knowledge, and skill for the activity. And taking the essentials means bringing more water than you think you'll need, food, sun protection, daily medications, and other necessities that could help you in a bind. The ongoing drought and low stream flows across the Rocky Mountain West are putting added stress on fish populations. Low levels can lead to warmer water temperatures and lower oxygen levels, conditions that make it harder for fish to survive. A conservation group is asking anglers to pay close attention to water temperatures before fishing. Clerk Clanke, president of the Colorado River Headwaters chapter of Trout Unlimited, says anglers need to do their part to preserve the fisheries.
We're trying to convince everybody to fish with a thermometer, and as soon as it hits 68, walk away from the river. Even if you came all the way from the Midwest to fish the river early and then go find a lake somewhere where they're not threatened by the higher temperatures.
Colorado gubernatorial candidates Michael Bennett and Phil Weiser agree that climate change and meeting the state's emissions reduction goals must be a priority. Though, as with other policy topics, the two Democrats have struggled to differentiate their platforms on the campaign trail. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more on what they've chosen to emphasize.
Colorado has a goal of more than 80% of its energy coming from renewable sources in 2030, and a goal of 100% net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Michael Bennett, who's served as one of the state senators since 2009, says he worked on the Inflation Reduction Act, which allocated billions of dollars for renewable energy. He was troubled to see so much of that money get clawed back by the Trump administration, though he says funding for some agricultural conservation programs are still there.
So I think that we have the opportunity to continue to work with our agricultural sector, our farmers and ranchers, to do the work that's good both for water and for soil health and for climate. And then I think Colorado should adopt a cap and invest program.
Cap and invest programs essentially put hard limits on greenhouse gas emissions that get lower over time and makes businesses pay for what they emit. The goal is to encourage polluting businesses to adopt greener practices. The money then goes to help the state achieve its climate goals, whether that's through renewable energy projects or other programs. California, New York, and Washington State already have cap and invest programs. Phil Weiser says he's not opposed to a cap and invest program, but says Bennett doesn't have enough information about what it would cost and how it would work in Colorado. He says he wants to build on the successes of the state's rural electric co-ops that are making strides towards all of their energy coming from renewables.
One of the ideas I've talked about, which is really important, is to make sure that providers of solar, providers of storage, have access to the grid and are able to be bringing competition, bringing innovation.
Colorado is in the midst of historic drought, coming off of a record-breaking poor snowpack winter. To make matters worse, Colorado and the six other states that use the Colorado River have yet to come to an agreement over who will take cuts to water usage in the basin after 2026. Colorado River state governors appoint the negotiators in this process and can play a big role. Both Bennett and Weiser agree that Colorado's stance throughout negotiations has been appropriate. Water users in Colorado and the Upper Basin are already seeing their water supply decrease due to climate change, making it very difficult to commit to further cuts in water usage. Bennett says there could be a path forward for a conservation program in Colorado, but
it needs to be voluntary. It's the only way it will ever work. And we're also going to need to find resources to be able to invest in the infrastructure that's going to be required. And a lot of those resources are going to have to be federal.
Weiser emphasizes the importance of that infrastructure and says Colorado needs to step up its water game beyond just storage in reservoirs.
If you think about ditches, if you're just having the water subject to evaporation, you're not doing a great job of conserving it as opposed to covering water with what could be solar panels. If you're having leaky infrastructure that's not updated, that's not the best way to conserve and protect water.
Bennett says the states need to reach a deal, or the consequences could be dire.
If we end up getting this decision crammed down on us by the Department of Interior or by the Supreme Court of the United States, I think that would be a bad mistake.
Weiser agrees, but says his 8 years as Attorney General have prepared him for any legal challenges.
I know our state. I know our state water management, and I know the Colorado River Compact inside and out. That means I start on day one knowing the Colorado River Compact and the law of the river, prepared to protect Colorado.
Weiser also says he's prepared to fight the Trump administration's attempts to privatize, sell off, and roll back protections for public lands.
This administration's attitude on public lands and on environmental stewardship is appalling, and I am going to be on the front lines, standing up against it, calling out leaders or officials like Doug Burgum, who Senator Bennett voted for an agenda that I believe is wrong, un-American, and often illegal.
Bennett says he's proud of his record fighting against the administration's onslaught on public lands. He says he doesn't agree with Burgum on most public lands issues, but he says he was able to square his vote to confirm him as Interior Secretary.
I would square it because the biweekly meetings that we do to make sure that Colorado is getting the fire resources that it needs to be able to deal with the existential threat of fire danger. And by the way, it's not just Colorado, it's the entire American West.
Bennett says his role in the Senate has often been that of convener, of someone who can bring the Western Caucus together across party lines. He says he can bring that experience and the relationships he's built during his time in the Senate with other state leaders and federal agencies to the governor's office.
I would hope to be able to bring together governors from throughout the West to deal with these public lands, natural resources, climate issues, and certainly our water issues in ways that treat them with the urgency that they deserve.
Throughout this race, Weiser has positioned himself as a fighter, as someone who will stand up to Trump and fight for Colorado. But he says he can be a convener, too.
Colorado, by something like 80-20, believes the principle public lands belong to the public. This is not just an 80-20 issue in Colorado in terms of popularity. It's an 80-20 issue in Montana, which means I'll be able to work hand-in-hand with the Montana governor or the Wyoming governor to defend this principle.
Democratic voters will decide which message resonates more with them on Tuesday, June 30th. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Caroline Yanez.
That report was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a network of public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico, including KVNF. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.